Welcome to Realcast, the weekly roundup of the real asset markets. I'm joined by Paul Strome. And news over the past 7 days has seen the 400th day of the Ukraine war, the first time ever that a sitting or former US president has been indicted, continuing riots in France on pension reform, and reports from Oxford Economics on the instability of the banking sector impacting on sentiment in real estate sector more widely, but with strong labour markets helping to prevent this pushing through into consumer demand, so real estate cushioned from that full effect. And this definitely matches a lot of the commentary from our interviews at MIPIM. I also saw in the UK a slowdown on residential mortgage lending activity. So interest rate rises beginning to have an effect there. Paul, what have you been tracking?
Well, again, there's been quite a lot of residential stories and interesting contrasts. One story, Germany's showing that Germany's not quite so bulletproof. Inflation driven by the increased cost of energy has diminished the attraction of German residential real estate, and a 40% increase in rents would be necessary to reverse the trend, according to a Berlin-based technology and consultancy company, PREA, that's P-R-E-A. PREA points out that the yield gap between bonds and existing investments shrank after interest rates increased and is negative when compared to US Treasury bonds. In order for purchases to become attractive again for institutional investors, they say that yields for residential real estate in Germany must rise by about 250 basis points. And based on current rental levels, that would be equivalent to an increase of about 40%, PREA stated. PREA conducted what it describes as a multidimensional stress test to examine the resilience of Germany's housing markets. And it concluded that Berlin, along with major cities in eastern Germany, including Chemnitz, Leipzig and Rostock, had a high risk of residential rental default if there's prolonged high inflation and a recession. These cities are particularly affected due, among other things, to the fact that they have a larger rental market and a higher proportion of low-income households. Germany's got the highest proportion of renters in Europe alongside Switzerland, and there's been an important target market for international residential investment in recent years. The households with low incomes in industrial regions are particularly affected by payment difficulties. Berlin was actually the only city among the top seven cities with a high rental default risk. Looking more widely at resi in Europe, the investor AEW says yield compression can be expected in the residential sector from next year, according to their research. However, the firm forecasts that residential yields will rise 50 basis points in the meantime this year. AEW says the sector will retain its appeal to investors and its defensive characteristics, along with ability to hedge inflation through income growth, are the main attractions. Meanwhile, the long-standing undersupply of residential property throughout Europe will become even more acute, squeezed on one hand by higher interest rates and increased demand for rented housing. On the other hand, environmental legislation will reduce the amount of lettable stock. Meanwhile, elsewhere, Milan-headquartered property investor Coima is expanding into social and subsidised housing in Italy and has launched a new social housing fund. The closed-end Coima Housing Fund, dedicated to sustainable living, will develop a range of social and subsidised housing types and student accommodation and has a target size of more than €400 million. The initial scheduled closing will be at around €300 million. And the primary investor and sponsor is Coima ESG City Impact Fund, Italy's largest dedicated urban regeneration fund. Banking group Intesa San Paolo will also invest in the Coima Housing Fund as part of its mission to support the development of 8,000 social housing homes for young people and seniors. Plans for Porta Romana, which are being developed by Coima SGR with co-investors Prada Holdings, Covivio and the Coima ESG City Impact Fund, envisage about 50,000 square metres of social residential building. CCL and Coima Housing will develop both ordinary subsidised housing component and a public residential building component as part of that.
Yes, the ESG and social impact side of those projects in Italy with Coima has been really noticeable, I think. And we highlighted this in an in-depth article and interview in the latest issue of Real Estate Impact that's definitely worth a look. I saw also on the residential side that Harrison Street's joint venture with a Apache Capital and NFU Mutual was funding Moda Living's $302 million build-to-rent project in Birmingham. So quite a big project there. And on the healthcare side, AF Capital Group acquired three care facilities in Germany for its open-ended healthcare fund. That increases its portfolio to 15 assets and also reflects the very positive sentiment at MIPIM in terms of the senior living and healthcare sector more broadly across Europe. We had sessions there in Cannes focused on that sector. Logistics was also in the headlines again, with Garber planning a 76 million multi-let scheme near Leipzig in Germany. And in another indication of the strength in the sector, we saw Maersk, the Copenhagen-headquartered shipping and logistics company, hiring CBRE to support the acquisition of distribution centres and cold storage units at both ports and inland locations in Europe. And that's very much a topic that we'll pick up at Transport Logistics next month in Munich, where that focus on changing supply chains and what this means for the real estate component will be certainly very important and a big topic. CBRE Investment Management were also in the news with the sale of two Swedish shopping centers to NIAM, but also interestingly in the US announcing the launch of Accelerate Infrastructure Opportunities, a new strategy to invest in digital and renewable real estate property interests across North America alongside Accelerate Investment Partners. And that's investing in ground leases and land under critical infrastructure assets that generate long-term sustainable cash flow, like cellular infrastructure, billboards, renewable assets, including wind, solar storage, and EV charging projects. So interesting to see some of that coming through. And I'm looking forward to meeting industry leaders in Amsterdam and Utrecht later this week with Impact Managing Editor Ron van Blois, discussing a lot of these ESG and social impact topics. And of course, I'll feed this back next week in Realcast. So if you're in Amsterdam, please do get in touch and hopefully look forward to meeting you there. And in the meantime, thanks very much, Paul, and look forward to seeing you next week for our regular roundup of the real asset markets.